Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What do you stand for? Are you clear on that? Are your employees clear on that? Are your customers clear on that? Core values are what support the vision, shape the culture, reflect what it is that you stand for. And whether or not you are clear in your core values will determine what level or lack thereof success you will have in your life and your business. I'm going to share with you guys why you need to have clarity in these core values and how you can go about getting them in today's short episode. So with that being said, if you are new to the podcast, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. You can also subscribe on YouTube and search Millionaire Mindcast to see the face that I have for radio and just to be able to connect if you like watching these videos, as well as please leave a review if you haven't done so yet on whatever platform you enjoy listening to this content on, or if you get any value from today's show, just help us spread this message to somebody who needs to hear it, that could gain value from it and be the leader that impacts them by sharing this content with them today. With that being said, today's review spotlight goes out to Jessica R. from Florida. Thank you so much for the amazing review and love hearing about your real estate investing wealth journey and all the actions that you are taking and have been inspired to take from the show. This is why we do this. And if you guys want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is leave a review, tag me on your social media story at Official Matty A. Now, let's continue our march to a million and beyond right after this quick message. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. Core values. So this was one thing that Ed Milet and Andy Frisella talked a lot about at the Arte Syndicate. And I'm going to share with you some of the reasons why they are so passionate about core values. And, you know, I think a lot of people in their mind or maybe in their body feel like they know what they stand for. And yet the alignment of the actions that we are taking every day, our video and how our life is physically playing out, isn't necessarily aligned with the audio, the thoughts, the thinking, the talking that we have around our core values and what we stand for. And that's very, very, very important, because your audio and your video must align in order for the physical results to stick. And I realize that in my business, even though I say I have my core values and know what I stand for, as well as in my personal life and with my family and what we stand for, I didn't have those written out. I wasn't creating a space for me to be in proximity and engage with those things every day, as well as for my customers, as well as for my employees, as well as for my family, to know what those things are and engage with every single day. You need to have clear core values, number one, to know yourself what it is that you stand for. It is an operating manual for the expectations of how you show up and how you uphold the standard of what you stand for. It helps you make decisions that are in alignment and avoid actions that are out of alignment with those core values, right? As a business owner, making decisions of what to do, not to do, who to hire, who not to hire, what customers to serve, what customers not to serve. And a lot of people are missing the clarity in those core values, and they are not omnipresent. They are not exposed and around for you, for me, for everybody that we want to know to engage with. People don't have a compass of values that guide them in their life anymore or in their business. And maybe they do, but like me, they were written down on a piece of paper in a desk. That's a fail. And by being at this event, it invited me to revisit my core values and be very, very clear on what those are, and then to make them omnipresent in my world. And that's exactly what I did. I went home and I created core values with my wife and for my daughters. And it was great. It was absolutely amazing to see what we came up with and what we truly, truly stand for. And to give you guys an idea of some of our family core values: growth, always be learning and looking to improve, respect, treat ourselves and others with love, kindness, and respect, integrity, always do the right thing no matter who is looking, resiliency, when things don't go our way, we choose to persevere and overcome, gratitude, remain grateful for all the blessings in your life. We have 10 of these, and it was funny because I was thinking about a thing that Andy Frisella said in regards to how important having core values is to the way you communicate those core values. When you're clear on your core values, you can then evangelize and communicate in terms of the culture you're looking to create around those core values. So the other day, when my daughter Ella, who is the sweetest little girl, but she's a 5-year-old, lost her shit and started getting all frustrated and angry, and she started talking disrespectfully, I was able to communicate with her in terms of the culture of our family and our core values and what we do believe in and what we don't believe in. And I said, Ella, what's one of our HSN family core values that you are breaking right now? And she literally put her head down, 5 years old, and said, I'm not treating others with love, kindness, and respect. That was an amazing way for me to uphold that standard of how we do and don't operate in, let's just say, the company of our family and what our brand and what our culture and what our core values stand for. And it's because a code, a new DNA that we are now ingraining into our family unit of who we are and what we are. And that's the same thing that you need to have in your business. Because now when you have clarity in that and you can start to communicate that, this allows the right people to find you and buy into due to alignment with your company brand and with your company core values and with your company culture. And it is also a way for you to repel the people who don't stand for what you do, who don't align with your business, your brand, your mission, your message. Same thing in your personal life, in your relationships, in your family, right? But here's the third piece of this that you must not forget. And Andy Frisella, Ed Milet, these two dudes are world class in how they do it. You must obsessively promote what it is that you stand for. You must not miss one opportunity to uphold the standard of what you stand for. Because if you do, then there's a chink in that armor. And the people in your world pick up on that and go, that core value is really not that important to him. And don't get me wrong, I'm raising my hand right now because I'm guilty of all these things. We must become the ultimate promoters of our standards around our core values. Never miss an opportunity to uphold a standard around your core values. Never miss an opportunity to sell your customer, your employees, your team, your spouse, your partner, your kids on the vision around your core values. Why did people always go to Don King anytime they wanted to have a world-class boxing match? They went because he was a world-class promoter and he never missed an opportunity to sell the vision of what it was they were creating, to sell the event, to sell whatever it was that he was selling. Don't miss the opportunity to be the Don King of your core values. Learn to communicate in terms of your culture. Make corrections based on your core values, like I did with Ella, and be sure to also acknowledge based on your core values and standards being upheld. Reward. Give love. Give acknowledgement when someone is acting appropriately and in alignment with those core values. And that's where you're going to start to see your core values turn into culture, turn into, air quotes, the vibe, the energy. It's going to attract people like a vortex who align into that storm with you, and it will repel the people away who don't. So how do you go about doing this? Well, number one is just create a space. We just grabbed an easel with a big old piece of paper. If you got a whiteboard, if you want to take notes, and it assemble a team, right? So for my family, it was me, my wife, my five-year-old, and our two-year-old was, you know, running around. And then in the office, it was all of our team members, because I want them to have DNA and what it is that we stand for, and also the culture and the community and the vibe that we are looking to create for our team, right? So assemble your team, then brainstorm a bunch of ideas. What I did was I just Googled top 50 company core values and see which ones resonate with you. We threw a bunch on the board, we revised them, right? And we narrowed it down to 10. So then you're going to condense and finalize. Do you want to take it lower than that? Which ones do you really, really want to make sure are present and a part of what it is that you guys stand for moving forward? And once you finalize that list, roll it out. Make it omnipresent. Ours are written up on the whiteboard. What we're doing right now is getting some decals for the wall, so that way when anybody walks into the office every day, the employees know it. Any customers that walk into the office, they know what we stand for. This is also a way of us self-policing whether or not we are upholding those things by being aware, creating more awareness around those core values, communicating in relation to those core values. And I invite anybody, whether you want to do this with your family, whether you want to do this in your business, to go back. And even if you do think you have your core values, polish them up, make sure they're omnipresent, and create more opportunities to communicate in terms of those core values. If this was helpful for you today, I would love to know actually more about one or two or all of your core values, whether you have them or whether you're going to create them. So tag me on this story, whether it's wherever you can share this episode, and tag me in regards to the importance you see in having core values, and maybe share some of your core values. And I hope that today this was a valuable reminder for you, as it was for me, right? To get back into focusing on those things, because that is where we can collectively create momentum just by having clear core values and getting buy-in to those core values. So with that being said, if you right now are creating your core values, I want you to take some time to really think about what it is that you stand for, what it is you want to be known for, and what kind of standard you want to create around those beliefs, around those core values, and roll those out in your life or in your business. Hopefully this was a great reminder, as it was for me. If it was, be sure to spread the love, make an impact in someone else's life by sharing this with them or tagging them or tagging me in your social media story at Official Matty A. Be sure to subscribe, be sure to review and leave some positive feedback if this was valuable for you. And if you wanna know more about the tools, the coaching, the accountability groups, or working with me one-on-one, that I provide to hard-charging entrepreneurs looking to take their business from 6 to 7 figures, you can learn more at therichlifeacademy.com. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to 1 million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.